Today, I'm here with Swansea University graduate Lauren. So first, please, can you introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, Emily. Well, I'm Lauren, and I'm a former Swansea University student. I studied BA History, and I went on a year abroad. So I'm just back here having an interview about what post-uni life is like.
Fabulous. So during your degree, you had the chance to study abroad. Please, can you tell me more about that?
Oh, well, as part of my degree in my third year, I went to the Netherlands, and it was such a great experience. I would relive it. I'd do it all again because I met some great people. I travelled so much. I went to countries like Austria, Germany, Spain, and I think it was great for my personal development as well. It showed that I could put myself out of my comfort zone, develop my confidence, and I'm still in touch with a couple of friends from the Netherlands, so I'm going back in January to see them, so I'm really looking forward to that. But yeah, it was the best experience, and I do recommend that if you can go abroad as part of your degree, I think you should take it because it's worth it.
Next question. What are some of the best memories or sort of lessons you've taken away from your time at Swansea University?
Oh, I think my best memories are probably made with the friends I have or the friends I made at Swansea. And I love all the Domino's sessions we had, ordering the pizza. I enjoyed all of the societies that I went to. I mainly went to the History Society, and they put on things like quizzes, pub golf, nights out. And I also loved the LGBT Society. That was my favourite because they made you feel so welcome and they put on so many different types of events. And my favourite one has got to be the coffee social, where you could mingle with your friends and just chat about your degree or chat about life in general. And it's also being able to walk on the beach in Swansea. I love being able to, you know that I can go down to the beach at any time. So we're really lucky to live by there. And it's a brilliant location where we are at the university.
And how have you found graduate life so far? Basically, what is the best thing about being a graduate, but also what are the most challenging things about graduating?
I think the nice thing is not having to do lots of essays anymore, not worrying about any looming deadlines, not getting so stressed. But I also, in a way, I also find it difficult post-uni life because it's the uncertainty of not knowing where you want to go in life. It's finding a job, and if you don't know what you really want to do, it can be quite hard, but it's all about, trying to apply to as many different jobs as you can, and seeing what's out there, really. I'm lucky enough to have got a job in Primark at the moment, and it's not, of course it's not your dream job, but it's just something to give you some experience in the working world, because I feel that I haven't had lots of experience in that way because I've been at university studying. So I think it's nice to have a bit of a change. It's just a stepping stone to where I want to be. So I still need to think about that, but it takes as long as it takes. So I'm just being really patient and seeing what is going to happen and going with the flow.
Where do you hope to be in 5 years' time? As in, like, maybe would you like have considered doing like maybe a master's degree by then?
Oh God, it's quite a hard question to answer, actually, because you don't, it's hard to know what's going to happen. But in the next 5 years, I do sort of really want to think about what I really want to do as a career. And I have considered teaching, maybe going there. I've asked for some work experience at my old secondary school. So hopefully they'll allow me to do that. I think it's hard to know. So it's just going with the flow, because when you think too far ahead, it becomes a bit much. So I think at the moment, I'd say after finishing uni, just take each day as it comes and not put too much pressure on yourself, because it's important that you still keep positive no matter how it's going, because it is difficult. I'm not going to lie, it's hard to figure out, especially if you don't know what you want to do. And sometimes it's a waiting game for jobs, because it can be quite hard to find a job.
As a graduate, What advice would you give to first-year students just beginning their lives at university?
Oh, I suggest enjoy every single minute of being at university. Like, really, join societies, meet new people, get yourself out there, get some work experience that you can put on your CV. I stress the experience because at the moment a degree is not enough. Because so many people are now going to university, it's important that you do things to stand out from the crowd, but really just enjoy it, really enjoy going out on nights out, enjoy not having lots of responsibility, because after uni, that's when it hits hard that you have to actually figure out where you want to go. So really just enjoy it, take up every opportunity that's offered to you, and just really enjoy it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with like getting as much experience as possible. I mean, like, I think Swansea Student Media is a great way to get experience. And yeah, so similarly, what advice would you give to those students in their final year who are perhaps maybe uncertain of what they want to do once they graduate?
Well, I do suggest in your final year, it's all about your degree. It's all about getting the best grade that you can. So I would stress focus on your degree. And get that completed first, but maybe in the last few months, maybe think about, you know, start applying to different jobs, you know, start getting your CVs written, start sending out your applications, because then when you finish uni, you might be lucky enough to go straight into a job afterwards. But I would just say don't put too much pressure on yourself, because not everybody knows what they want to do in your life. Even people who are 40 or 50 have no idea what they want to do with their life. So I think just take your time, try different things after university, you know, even try things in your final year, like go into a school if you want to go into teaching, you know, just send out some general emails to companies that you're interested in working for. Maybe ask them, can I have some work experience with you? Because it's hard to get a job without having the experience now. So, but I'd still suggest focus on your degree first, and then in the last few months, start thinking about where you want to work and what career you want to go in. But again, don't stress too much, because it takes a lot of time to figure out where you want to be in life. So
if you could turn back time, what would you change or do differently during your time at university?
Oh, I think I'd, if I could go back, I think I'd, you know, not react so, you know, deal with things in a different way than I had. But previously, I think I'd deal with problems I had in a more logical and not worry so much about certain things, because, you know, at university, I think you're in a bit of a bubble and you forget that the things that matter to you in that bubble won't matter in a few years' time when you've finished. But other than that, I wouldn't change anything else, because what decisions you made then were the best decisions for you at that particular moment in time. But all I would change is is dealing with things in a different way and taking on advice that my parents and my fam and my friends gave me, I think.
And final question, what do you miss most about life at Swansea University?
Oh, I miss a lot about university, especially at Swansea, because, you know, I've made some amazing friends. I've been able to go abroad as part of my degree. But I just particularly miss the people, and I miss the place. It's the place and the people. And they say that the people make the place. So I've just got to say I'm very lucky to have met the people I met when I was here, because they're the ones that make me come back again.
Okay, well, thank you, Lauren.